I'm Luke Summerhaze, and I love Terrapagos. From one of the original three starters, through various types and even fossils, turtles have been a rich source of inspiration for Pokemon designs. In the real world, though there are many species of turtles, some of the more magnificent are dying out. The Galapagos Islands, once famous for enormous land tortoises, have not seen the conservation efforts that they needed, and one particular subspecies was reduced to the world-famous last surviving member of the family, the sad case of Lonesome George. Back when I covered Turtwig and its evolutions for the start of the fourth generation, I talked about world turtles, mythical turtles which carry the continents on their backs. In Torterra's case, the world on the turtle's back was very literal. In other mythologies, the turtle may carry the skies, or some more esoteric spiritual weight for us. Terrapagos is a normal-type legendary Pokémon found deep in the bowels of Area Zero of the Paldea region. It resembles a small blue turtle with a gemstone for a shell. In the anime, we see it retreat into this gemstone form, worn unwittingly by Liko, the protagonist of the new Pokémon Horizons anime. Scarlet says of normal form, Terrapagos protects itself using its power to transform energy into hard crystals. This Pokémon is the source of the terrestrial phenomenon. Like Lonesome George, Terrapagos is also the last of its kind. Pokemon Violet tells us, it's thought that this Pokemon lived in ancient Paldea, until it got caught in seismic shifts and went extinct. Our first glimpse of Terrapagos was actually in the Scarlet or Violet book, where a sketch shows an elaborate world turtle shell, which doesn't resemble this Pokemon very much. This is because when Terrapagos terrestrializes, it actually takes on a different form, like a Mega Pokemon or Gigantamax, becoming a large round turtle with a shell of 17 segments representing the different types. The whole land of Paldea graphically represents this Pokemon's shell. Pokemon Scarlet says of Terrastal form, upon sensing danger, it prepares itself for battle by creating a sturdy shell of crystallized Terrastal energy. And Violet says, the shell is made of crystallized terrestrial energy. When struck by a move, this shell absorbs the move's energy and transfers it to Terrapagos. This form has a big beard and a large flowing tail, owing to Japanese legends of old turtles growing tails of foam, as I discussed all the way back in my War Turtle episode in the very first month of this podcast. In this form, any attack which hits it at full health will count as not very effective, regardless of the type. Incredibly though, this isn't even Terrapagos' final form. Alongside Terrapagos, we discovered a new type. Stellar-type terrestrializations can boost the attack of any type of move once, making for a very unpredictable attacker. As if this Terra type, with a powerful legendary Pokemon attached to it, weren't already a threat. In this form, Terrapagos transforms even further, into a stack of turtles, with a new ability which eliminates all weather or arena effects. And Scarlet says of this stellar form, in this form, Terrapagos resembles the world as the ancients saw it, and its terrestrial energy is abnormally amplified. And Violet says, an old expedition journal describes the site of this Pokemon, buried in the depths of the Earth, as resembling a planet floating in space. This Pokemon is the cause for the Terra phenomenon, and so digging down into the depths looking for it is the final act of the final DLC of Pokemon Sword and Shield. It also represents a character moment for DLC rival Kieran, who attempts to catch it, but is overwhelmed by its power, and accepts that the player should catch this one, and that being better than us isn't the only important thing in the world. I love Terrapagos because I love turtles, especially mythological Stephen King-esque magic turtles. Still, a part of me deep down does wish I could have let Kieran catch it just this once. Music for Lucla's Pokemon is composed by Jonathan Cromie. Artwork for the show is by Katie Groves. Writing, producing, and editing is by me, Luke Summerhayes. And funding is provided by my lovely listeners. If you'd like to join them to help keep the show online and find other podcasts by me and my pals, head over to patreon.com/podcastiopodcastius. Coming up are Pecherunt, and Paldean Tauros. So if you have thoughts about those or any other monsters, hit me up with a DM at LukeLovesPKMN, or an email to LukeLovesPKMN@gmail.com. And of course, I'd love it if you could leave a 5-star rating and review on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Even if you don't feel like doing any of that, thank you so much just for listening. I love Terrapagos, and remember, I love you too.